Dictation for Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Hibble, H-I-B-L, March 1648. Address as a letter to Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Ginu, consultation for Mr. Hibble. With apparently primary hyperparathyroidism, has already seen endocrine surgeon at Midland. They are discussing about potential neck surgery. He has some problems of enlargement of the prostate with frequency, urgency, nocturia. Has followed with Urology, University of Michigan. PSA was elevated, but MRI of the prostate do not show evidence of malignancy. Prior cystoscopy shows trabeculations, but no cancer. There was an episode of urinary tract infection following cystoscopy treated with antibiotics. Taking medications with Flomax and Mirbetric, MY, R-B-E-T-R-I-Q, which improvement of the symptoms. He complains of feeling tired all the time. Blood pressure has been more difficult to control within the last 1 year. He complains of some diaphoresis at night without any other associated symptoms. Has gained 12 pounds over the last 1 year. He's been trying to exercise. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies associated chest pain on activity, palpitations, or difficulty breathing. Denies orthopnea, PND. No reflux. No skin rash, bruises. No bleeding nose gums. Does have isolated sciatic, no anti-inflammatory agents, is hard of hearing, denies gout. He did have prior complications, antibiotics at the time of knee bursitis, what sounds like angioedema with amoxicillin. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension, symptoms of enlargement of the prostate, hyperlipidemia. He never had kidney stones. He has preserved kidney function. 24-hour urine shows increase of calcium in the urine. The negative work cough for elevated PSA. The complications of antibiotics with angioedema at the time of knee bursitis. He denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke. Denies heart problems, diabetes. Incidentally, some minor carotid disease does not require any intervention. No liver disease. He has not been tested for bone density. He uses topical treatment for rosacea. Next paragraph, procedures in the past, a right-sided banyan repair. Next paragraph, reported allergy to amoxicillin with angioedema. Levofloxacin with GI symptoms. Next paragraph, present medication, Flomax, Mirbetric, Losartan, HCTC, Crestor, and for allergies, Zizal, XYZAL. Next paragraph, used to smoke as a young person, does drink wine and scotch in a small amounts. Next paragraph, no family history of calcium or parathyroid abnormalities or kidney stones. Next paragraph on physical exam. He is 195 pounds, 71 inches tall. Blood pressure 130 over 50, right-sided, 140 over 60 on the left. He is alert, Orientation 3, no skin, mucosal abnormalities, decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, no carotid bruit, JVD, respiratory cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no abdominal tenderness, there is overweight of the abdomen, no edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries. Vitamin D 25 was elevated at, excuse me, vitamin D 25 was at 62. Normal kidney function at 0.94. A recent 24-hour urine collection for creatinine clearance. Reported at 125 mL per kilo per square meter. The volume at that time was 2.1 liters. PTH at 66. Most recent PSA 6.6 with negative MRI of the prostate. Neck ultrasound shows few small nodules. Nuclear medicine of the parathyroid negative. The 24-hour urine collection for calcium 374 milligrams. Urine analysis negative for blood protein. Normal A1C 5.8. Uric acid at 6.5. Normal thyroid. Normal hemoglobin, white blood cell and platelets. Within the last 1 year, normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate normal to high, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated. Recent carotid Doppler less than 50% bilateral. I do not see a bone density test. I review your notes as well as notes from University of Michigan. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Agree with the diagnosis of primary hyperparathyroidism without localizing adenoma. He is not symptomatic, but does have above normal calcium excretion in 24-hour urine collection. There is no evidence of kidney stone or nephrolithiasis. I think a bone density test should be done, including distal third of the forearm. I agree that recommendations advise parathyroid surgery for any indications. He has to, however, make his own decision. The risk of anesthesia surgery, as well as what benefit is he going to obtain in the future. I will advise to do the bone density. He very well can choose to be under observation over the next few years. He has a number of inespecific symptoms, like the feeling tired all the time, lethargic. However, those are very inespecific, and I will not blame the elevated PTH for that with a normal calcium. There is a component of potentially metabolic alkalosis, but he is on diuretics. I do not see an indication for an ABG. I did not change any of his medications. Blood pressure in the office appears to be well controlled. We will follow over time. End of dictation.